Well, I'm ready for tonight because I've been looking forward to this for quite a while. Yalu launched onto the market on the 1st of June, focusing on the banking and lending industries with regards to credit life insurance. Very often we take out loans or bonds and we need credit life insurance. So we just go and sign, don't we? Just sign and don't worry about it, but we should worry about it. We don't know what we're signing. So joining us tonight is somebody and their company who has sort of cracked the market and gone into it. Normally you go to the bank, get your bond, and that's at FNB, it may be Nedbank or whatever, and you just go and sign. Well, there's now another idea. Joining us tonight is Nkazi Sokulu, the co-founder and CEO of Yalu, the new kid on the block. Good evening. Great to have you, Nkazi.
Good evening, Ray. Thank you for having me.
Now, tell us all about Yalu, because I see it's on your, you've got your branding there, and the top six banks, they would like you not to exist because you're doing something different.
Yeah. So Yalu is a relatively simple business model when you really think about it. As you correctly pointed out at the start, when you take out a form of debt, whether it be a loan or be an overdraft, what the bank will say to you is, in some cases, is, listen, in order for you to get this debt, you also need this thing called credit life. Mm. Now, credit life then becomes obligatory in a number of cases for the duration of that debt. So what ends up happening is there's this market that's been created, particularly by the lenders, because they're protecting themselves from a risk management perspective. But this market is a massive insurance market. It's bigger than funeral insurance. That's wow. The scary part for me. And, you know, what became clear to me and my partner, Kalani, was that, it's an industry that is beset by mass miseducation, a lack of knowledge amongst consumers, and a lack of understanding of what their rights are in terms of, do I actually really have to take the insurance that Bank X has given me?
Yes.
Or can I actually get an option and take someone else's credit life insurance?
But you have to have that insurance, don't you?
Now, that's the thing, right? So when you sign those documents, there's a whole lot of things in there, right? So you'll be told how much your interest will be, how much your capital repayments will be, the term. And one of it is indeed this: you have to have credit life for the duration of this particular loan. Mm-hmm. And what scares a lot of customers when we go on this educational drive is they start thinking to themselves, but hang on, won't my bank then maybe now reject my future applications?
Exactly.
Won't they not view me as a loyal customer if I switch elsewhere? The law, as designed by Rob Davies and at the DTI, they've created a law that makes it clear that you have the right to switch and take up a policy that suits your needs, and you don't have to stay with the bank. And there are certain standards in which that policy must meet in order for the other institution to then accept that policy. And that's exactly where we can then come in, is we've taken that law and we've understood it. We've understood the mass miseducation of customers, and we're combining all of that and say we can give people something better and teach them along the way.
Do banks ever do that, though? Say, okay, we're going to give you a bond. You're not going with us, so sorry for you.
I have heard people think that happens. I haven't seen a situation where that's ever played out. So I used to work in a bank. I've never particularly ever come across such a scenario. That would be a gross violation of a customer's rights. What has happened since we've gone to the market is we've seen banks counter our customers. So we've had customers come through. The whole process is automated. So you get online, you enter a few details, and we automate the cancellation process for you. What's happened now is that some of them are saying, okay, so we see your Yalu policy. How about we pay you 12 grand and you stay with us?
Okay.
And interestingly, customers are saying no, because if you're willing to pay me 12 grand to stay with you, how much have you been charging me all along? If you can, you know,
exactly,
walk away from 12,000 rand.
Wow.
Right? That's been playing out with a frightening frequency that actually really surprised us too.
Sure. Okay. Let's start out from the beginning. You worked with FNB. Was that right?
That is correct.
And then you decided, hey, hold on a second. Yeah, I can do this on my own. Tell us about how Yalu was created then.
Okay. So, I think more than anything else, We tend to get to these crossroads in our lives, and I reached mine, and what I was really asking myself was I actually doing something that was worthwhile? Was I doing something that was actually changing anything. And I think the more I reflected and spent some time with childhood friends, I was always reminded of, I was always a bit of a firebrand. I was always a bit, you know, trying to do something that no one else has tried to do. And I felt like I haven't been that person in a long time. So when I started challenging myself and chatting to a few people to see what could that look like, then this idea sort of came in little pieces. It never came in as one major lightning bolt. It just sort of came along in pieces. And it turns out at the same time, and as I was thinking this through, my business partner was also trying to ask herself, what does she see her future looking like? What does she see her contribution to the South African economy look like? And so it just gelled beautifully. Yeah. And then now the question was, where do you find the funding for this?
I was about to say, now thinking about this, it's all good and all to have such a model, a business model. Who's your underwriter and who funds you and who sort of takes care of that end of business?
So our underwriter is All Mutual. It is coincidental that they sponsor the show. I can promise you that.
The money show is sponsored by, yes, I know.
But, you know, All Mutual has been really, really amazing for us. We know day one we pitched the idea to them. They just had an affinity towards it, and they're like, they've never seen anything like this. It's blindingly simple. And so they've just supported us all the way. Investors, the PIC, that was a really difficult process to go through.
Yeah.
The due diligence we went through with them, I've never experienced anything as thorough, as lengthy. And, you know, there were times we're like, how many more questions can they possibly ask about this business model, from, you know, from financial models to understanding legal and compliance? It was a really impressive process we went through.
But that's good to hear, because the PIC, especially in eyewitness, you always hear about horror stories about this happening or that happening. So that's good to hear.
Yeah. Look, I think one of our board members even said to us, it is pleasing to know just how thorough a process you guys went through.
Very nice.
So, you know, for us, it really was an eye-opening experience, and it really just strengthened our business model that throughout the entire due diligence.
Now, the name Yalu, where does that come from?
So, ngesiZulu, Ray, isiYalu is it's a source of a river.
Okay.
Right. So for us, a source of a river is the very beginning of life. So where once there was nothing in arid land, now suddenly growth occurs, suddenly life literally comes alive. And for us, we felt that, if you look at the industry, it's just been a very still body of just water for quite some time. And we feel this new little stream will spark a little bit of life. And one day we hope it'll turn into a massive river. And particularly then for us, it became just, you know, it became a focus area to just start and create life, because if there's one place that is really, really needs a massive spotlight on, it's this particular industry.
Our guest tonight is Nkazi Sokulu, co-founder and CEO of Yalu, codenamed isiYalu. I love that. New beginnings. I love that. New river. The new kid on the block. Maybe you do have some questions. Give me a call, 011-883-0702 or 021-446-0567. Our shapeshifter tonight is Nkazi Sokulu, co-founder and CEO of Yalu, a credit life insurance company, I must say. Was it difficult to, let's get back to that, creating your company. Now, you set yourself, oh dear, can I really do this? You got help from the PIC, you got funding, you got Old Mutual to underwrite you, but was it easy to break into all of that?
I think I've really played over and over what that experience felt like. I think the biggest issue that my partner and I kept coming across was this credibility deficit, right? So people would hear the idea, we'd articulate it to them, and still there was a skepticism saying, yeah, we hear you, it sounds too good to be true. And so the first question we always get, but is the market that big? You pull the stats from NCR, you show folks, and they're still like, no, it can't be, it's too big.
Yeah.
And so there was always that sort of credibility deficit. But I think the more we showed various players just the depth of knowledge we had and the understanding of how it works, not at a theoretical level, but at a very real operational level with regards to how the banks operate and the likes, people then started warming up to us. The great thing is that I was involved before in starting a business. And so a lot of the anxieties that I would have had I not gone through that experience would have been tremendously worse. So there was a certain comfort in saying, okay, we know what the steps are, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of getting licenses, in terms of setting up compliance, in terms of building a technology platform. It's a lot of technical, fascinating things that you need to figure through. But because I've seen it before, it wasn't that daunting for us. And so we were really, really blessed to be in that position to have a certain, belief that we're not, we've seen this movie before. We've done it before. Yeah. It's a different model, but we've got comfort that we can do this and we backed ourselves.
But to get a license, is that very difficult? Because somebody else listening tonight thinking, oh, I'll become the opposition. How difficult is that?
So theoretically, it's not difficult. Yeah. Practically, it's a bit of a different game. So, my wife and I used to complain to her all the time going through the process saying, there's so many steps and there's so many barriers. I'm relatively well learned guy, and it was still a trouble. So, you know, there's exams you need to write, regulatory exams. You need to have a particular type of degree. You then need to have letters of recommendation, and those letters of recommendation,
the experience comes in,
and that's where the experience comes in. And believe it or not, Ray, who writes that letter is critical.
Right? Yes.
So you'd think, well, it's just a letter saying you've managed this, but actually, the regulator puts a huge sort of weight on who that comes from. So, you know, I've always understood that as I was going through the process, I was extremely fortunate that all those boxes could be ticked with relative ease. But the more I kept thinking about it, not many people can actually get this. And it is quite a high standard to meet. And I get it. We're here to protect people's money. We're here in terms of Create Life. We're here to guarantee people that in their time of need, Yalu will be able to pay for their policies. So obviously the regulator has to put the bar high, but it does mean it's quite exclusionary in that sense.
Now, what about your business model? Because say, for instance, I'm getting a bond from Absa Bank and, well, this is great, but I need some credit insurance. What is your business model? How do I sign up? How do I do this? What makes you different from the others?
From everyone else. There's a couple of features and process innovation that we brought in. So at a product level, ours is the only policy you can take out online. So whether it's your phone, whether it's a tablet, whether it's a desktop, ours is the only one. And when I say take up online, Ray, I'm not talking about I enter a few details and then someone calls me back.
Yeah.
No, straight through process, you get a policy in your mailbox a second later, and then that's the one aspect of it. The second aspect of it is that we've built an algorithm that understands that if you come from Bank X, we know what documentation is required by Bank X in order to cancel your existing policy.
Right.
And it all gets auto-generated and sent to them all in a second.
They must hate you.
We are not their favorite individuals at the moment. and it's particularly the banks. There's a lot of service providers, right? There's about 35 in the market right now who are providing various forms of loans that require credit life insurance.
Right.
I would say 30 to 40%, they get the notification, they cancel, no drama. 60, it's barrier after barrier. So let me give you a simple example.
Yeah.
A lady the other day, she's a personal assistant. She took out a loan to send her kids to school.
Right.
With one of the banks. Comes over to, here's our message, says, I love this, switches on our website, lands at that bank. The bank says, no, we require another document. This is not enough. Even though the documents sent to them are what the what's legally required.
Yeah.
So the documents land and they say, we want another document. Cool. We send it through. Okay. No, We hear you. It's just going to take some time to cancel the policy. Why? Silence, right?
Oh.
Then eventually she now goes and emails the CEO of that bank and says, what is going on? It's been 2 months and you people are not canceling. Oh, sorry, ma'am. We've now canceled. Then what comes next?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, but we can't reduce your loan installment, because the whole point, Ray, is that that credit life insurance product is bundled with your loan installment amount. So theoretically, in reality, is that as you cancel, that money should go down.
But then
they say, well, Ray, that's where some of the interesting things we've come across is. The systems that have been built by the big banks are so archaic, they cannot separate that product.
Well, they better learn because that's your money.
Well, that's exactly it. So we are pressing those buttons and saying, hang on, you can't tell customers it's been cancelled, but now you can't reduce the amount. It means couple these systems in such a bizarre way that they can't decouple something that is actually, by law, something you can choose another provider for.
Wow. Are you meeting with the banks over this? Because they have to do something.
So we're not the first people to try this.
Right.
I think in terms of execution, we are the first to do it the way in which we're doing it, and then an automated fashion in which we're doing it. However, some of those predecessors have come before us, went and met the banks. What do you think happened to them?
Mm.
They've kind of disappeared. And because this is by definition a confrontational type of product.
Yes, it is.
You're going after a market that has been captured in a very sort of oligopolistic way for decades, and you're saying, I'm going to disturb the peace.
Yeah.
No one really wants to meet you and say, let's have a chat.
Well, it is called business, you know. You have to come out tops. Now, talking about that, are you at all working with anybody else, though? In other words, people say a bank, maybe even a bank, say, I tell you what, you guys sound great. We like Yalu. We'd like to work with you. Is that not another way to go?
It is. The problem is twofold. The first one is that you have to accept cannibalization, right?
Right.
So you have to really believe that, okay, I believe in this product. I believe in what this team is standing for. And I'm okay to cannibalize my existing book. You and I know that most people do not want to take short-term pain for long-term gain.
Yeah.
And so theoretically, yes, we are open to that. But I cannot see any bank saying they want to work with it, because the reality of allowing cannibalization to occur like that is not something any bank really wants
to do.
Have
they adjusted their offers or their rates since you've been on the block?
So we would welcome them adjusting their rates, because we're not in this game as Yalu to win the most and be the biggest and baddest wolf in the streets. We're here to change the way that this industry is actually structured. So one of those aspects is pricing. So if indeed they start dropping their prices, well, we'd be more than glad, because it means what we're doing is resonating with customers, and customers are asking tough questions and asking, indeed, you know, why is person X getting a 12,000 rand counter offer? Why can't I also get a 12,000 rand counter offer? So I'll be more than happy to say, indeed, you know, since we've entered, we've actually seen a structural change. And that, to me, means that customers are actually winning.
Yeah, well, a customer has to win. That's what it's all about. Right, so quickly, website address. How do people get hold of you? I love promoting small business, although I'm not sure if you're so small anymore.
we're growing. We're growing, and we're growing at a very interesting pace, and it's been fascinating. So in terms of details, we are at www.yalu.co.za. Our telephone number is 010-880-0857. So we still find people want to engage with us via those traditional channels. And we're also on live chat. But for us, Ray, what's been really critical in our journey is realizing that online or digital only is not going to solve this problem.
Yeah.
And so that's why we've already started partnering and working with more traditional channels by exposing our platform, our technology platform, and saying, you know, as an advisory network, here it is. Go, you know, utilize it, because you got clients who've got the same problem.
Yeah.
And they don't have to come onto our website. They can come through you, but it's the same platform. It's the same 5-minute process. Or auto cancellation. And so we really are just trying to scale it up in that manner, and not just say we're only on www.yalu.co.za.
It's been fascinating chatting to you tonight, Nkazi Sokulu, co-founder and CEO at Yalu. Thank you very much for coming on to The Money Show.
Thank you for having me.